space where we value rest, where we value autonomy, where we value choice. And we talk a lot about how things like anxiety and depression are impacting young people, ADHD. I found this video that I wanted to play. This is a compilation of not young people from our clubhouse, just young people somewhere on the internet, talking a little bit about what the struggles around mental health and for young people are. And I appreciated this video because it really, kind of gives a broader spectrum of language to what we can think about when we think about mental health. Than just some of the clinical terms that we're used to. Because the reality is, if any of us check in with ourselves, we probably have more complex and dynamic language than that. And that's important. That's a big part of what we teach in our Harm Reduction Heroes workshops, is the importance of being the expert on yourself and trusting your own knowledge of yourself. So I'm going to play this video for y'all. And we will stay tuned. I'll make sure I turn my mic off this time. Will y'all listen? All right.
Depression, and anxiety, and also just feeling like I'm not good enough, feeling like people aren't going to accept me for, what I am.
Sadness, stress, depression, anger.
Being anxious, anxiety, fear, anger, and frustration.
Anxiety and embarrassment are the top of the list of very intense emotions that I deal with.
Well, I had anger and heartbreak were the main ones.
Being insecure about myself, like the way I look and like my body size.
Like I usually just like keep to myself, kind of. I'm not really like joking around or anything like that.
I feel sick to my stomach and as if nothing can go right.
I feel like just like alone, and I feel like nobody can understand what I'm going through.
It just kind of feels like I'm like this twig, that's a walking twig that just goes anywhere and everywhere.
It's just like emptiness, like a gap, like kind of just like is gone away from my body or so.
You just want to scream, and it's like your life is all one big puzzle.
I get shaky and my stomach gets sick, and my mind is jumping to the worst case scenarios, and it's all over the place, jumping to conclusions.
My mind kind of like clamps together in a way, and I can't like pick out each and every thought that I can, because it just swirls around and I can't like grab it and try to work through it.
My heart is racing. I can't speak really clearly. I'm like kind of sweaty and just kind of not looking too great.
I like just get really paranoid and don't know what to do.
Sometimes it's like I get like this knot in my throat, because I know that what I'm feeling, I can't express it or you can't say it.
I want to punch everything around me. Like I want to punch a wall, a bed, and
when I take pictures of myself, I kind of use a black and white filter to tell me that everything will look the same and nothing will change.
Take some deep breaths and listen to music, and talking to someone about it usually helps.
I listen to music, often music that either has to do with the things that I'm feeling or music that will make me feel the opposite of what I'm feeling. And I tell myself that whatever I'm feeling or going through, it's all going to get better and that it will end eventually.
I try to just think positive, have positive thoughts, and say I can get through it. Or I just try to just breathe and just relax.
I usually like write a poem, or like I'll try to figure out some kind of jazz chords to play on my piano. to like mellow my mood a little bit, so.
I try to remind myself that I'm not the only one who feels this way. I try to cool myself down to make everything go away.
So, this is Clubhouse Radio. You were just listening to a video of just teens made from Youth to Youth International. It's my dog chewing a stick. My dog is intent on sabotaging the show. It's TJ Fuse. So anyway, that video, you know, I just thought was gave a really useful kind of broad view. This is why hearing youth voices is so important on just the complexity of mental health. And so I guess my ask would be to anybody out there listening to, you know, take a minute with any young person, or quite frankly, any person you pass, and before judging or jumping to conclusions about how they're moving or acting, just consider. There's a lot of complexity going on in the person in front of you, and we need to honor that in each other. So, and also, if there's any way you can relieve the pressure valve on young people as they're headed back to school, any way you can affirm them, find those affirmations, find those ways of really letting them know that they are doing enough, and that they are, you know, as long as they are lining up with their passions and, you know, trusting themselves and feeling safe and well fed, you know, they can thrive, right? And I just think, you know, there's different ways we can all look out for each other and take some of the pressure off. So I'm gonna play out the end of this song for you. This is the Arcade Fire off the album We. The song is Age of Anxiety. Enjoy.
Ha ha ha! take it all out on your stride. It is taking falling down. Love forever, love is free. Let's turn forever, you and me. Windmill, windmill for the land is everybody in.
Laughing gas, these hazmat, fast cat, lining them up like ass crack. Ladies, ponies at the track, it's my chocolate attack. Shit, I'm stepping in harder this year. As I gravitate, ha, 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 ha. We gon' ghost town, this Motown. With your sound, you in the blink. Gon' bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it until you chin it.
You're listening to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC. We just got a couple minutes left with y'all. This is DJ Phoebs holding the fort down while the youth take the night off after a long week of restorative justice circle holding training. Shout out to them. Shout out to Wave Farm and WGXC for supporting this kind of community-based programming, community-based radio. It's awesome. Thank you. If you are not a sustaining supporter and you are able to be, please consider becoming one. This work's important. And shout out to our listeners. Shout out to the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, who support and fund our program. This is our kind of parent organization. And shout out to the youth. To the youth peer leaders who worked with us all summer. We're looking forward to having some fun as we wind down our last 2 weeks of summer employment. And, you know, many of y'all will be with us through the year. Give them a shout out if you want. OurTownOurTruth@gmail.com. It's always appreciated. I'm going to close you out with Arcade Fire, Age of Anxiety 2. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Hang in there, y'all. Take care.
dream.